Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And it's happy Labor Day, everyone. It's Labor Day in America, in the United States. If you're listening in and around the world, somewhere on the internet, as many of you are, it's a holiday that we celebrate. We've been celebrating now for a long time. And more than 100 years, way more than 100 years altogether, counting the unofficial time and everything, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. So I don't know if there's something similar to this in other parts of the world, but it's a big deal in America. And it began as an idea in the mind of a 19th century labor leader, but we're not sure which one. Two McGuires. There's a Matthew McGuire and a Peter McGuire, and they were both labor leaders. They spell their names different, by the way, and the last name, I should say. But one of the two of them, we're not sure which, we know both greatly cared about a very important segment of the marketplace, its workers. We know that both of those guys were very serious leaders for workers. And one of them began the idea of a day to celebrate for labor. And regardless of who did it, though, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City, when workers of the CLU, Commercial Labor Union, I think that was the name of what CLU stands for, Consolidated Labor Union, I think that's what it was, they took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, have picnics. So they were not paid for their day off. They just took a day off. And ever since 1884, when President Grover Cleveland's signature designated the first Monday in September as Labor Day, it's been an official federal holiday since 1884. So in 1898, Samuel Gompers, then head of the American Federation of Labor, called Labor Day the day for which the toilers in past centuries looked forward, when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, that the workers of our day may not only lay down the tools of their labor for a holiday, but upon which they might touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. That's what Samuel Gompers said, the head of the federal labor movement back in. That would be 118 years ago. Alas, folks, entrepreneurs aren't organized. You and I aren't organized like our union brethren. Probably because we're too busy making payroll. There is no single small business day officially decreed by the U.S. government. There's no Entrepreneur's Day set aside to honor the few who do so much for so many. A day to picnic and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, in my opinion, small business owners. Oh yeah, there's actually a small business week. And that's when the U.S. administration finally gets around to identifying it as one. And they recognize the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America. But it's not even an official week. Because they move it around. It's just whenever the SBA decides to pick it. So when you move something around like that, it doesn't catch on as a national day or a national week. And there are other people who have gone to the Crane's calendar and put in certain days for this or that. And you've heard of Small Business Saturday. That's not a small business day, official small business day. Those are fine. Celebrate those, but that's not what I'm talking about. Folks, did you know that, well, if you've been listening to my show, you know that small businesses represent over 98% of all U.S. businesses and produce over half of the entire gross domestic product of America, over $17, $18 trillion. I think maybe up to $19 trillion now. half of that, my friends, is created in the aggregate by small businesses. Small business owners, you sign the front of the paychecks of over half of all U.S. workers. 70-plus million workers get their paycheck directly from a small business. How about that? Small business is not small, my friends, in America. Small business is not small. So let's see. Big deal. Big national holiday. Government approved. Government authorized. Day off with pay holiday for labor. But no small business day. What's wrong with that picture? So what's the answer, my friends? Here's what I think. Let's celebrate Small Business Day in a way that no other holiday has ever been established. On a Sunday. Actually, the second Sunday in August. Why did I choose August? Because I chose Sunday because it's preferred because it wouldn't create a payroll expense. We're already off, right? Most of us. So I don't want to create a small business holiday where it costs us money. That's I want to avoid that. So let's do it on a Sunday. It would create the least payroll. I choose August because that's the month of choice when politicians are home on recess. They're already here. So this way they can practice casting their pearls before small business owners in preparation for eating barbecue and sucking up to unions on Labor Day. How about that? The second Sunday in August. That's my recommendation. I've been recommending this now for, 15 years or so. I've been talking about it every year. Here's the good news. Some states are actually starting to look at this. I've got news. Hopefully a year from now, I'll have news on how some states are making some pressure. Some state legislatures. And this is how Labor Day got started, folks. So maybe Small Business Day is on the way. I want to paraphrase Samuel Gompers a little bit with my own little comment here. Small business owners deserve a day for which these signers of the front of paychecks can look forward to when their rights and wrongs would be discussed. That the small employers of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. Entrepreneurs, unite. It's time we had a day to honor small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.